It's Crosstown Classic Weekend.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
All right, one of the most fun weekends in Chicago. Crosstown Classic Weekend. I'm excited about it because I have a good feeling about my White Sox this weekend. But I also had to get somebody that knows a lot more about this stuff than I do. So Layla Rahimi from Rahimi and Harris Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score, our sister station. And when I talk about knowing more than me, listen, I love baseball. I grew up playing baseball. I'm not a stats guy, but you know the inside scoop. So in a second here, I'm also going to offer you $1 million, okay? Oh. We'll get to that in a second of what you'd have to do for that. But first, can we just talk about Cubs Sox this weekend?
Yeah, we can.
Because my Sox are going to win, right? Like, what are we expecting? What are we, in reality?
Okay,
are we expecting?
So let's just go with the records to start, but I'll explain why those aren't.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
So the Cubs right now are in second place in the NL Central. Unfortunately, the Brewers just passed them a couple days ago because they've been playing outrageously good.
Yeah.
They're 60 and 42 on the season. The White Sox are playing their best baseball of the season.
The second half looks good so far, right?
Yes, it does. I usually refer to the second half as like the time after the All-Star break.
Right.
And the Sox in that time since are 5-1. Now the record is 37-66, so that's not ideal.
Well, you didn't know, you could have left that part out, but that's fine.
But as far as this being the White Sox best chance to try to take a series this season,
yeah,
especially after they just had their first sweep of the year against the Pirates.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And won in dramatic fashion against Tampa 11-9. This is the best chance for the Sox to look their best.
Yeah.
And it's at home for them on the South side.
What do you think? So it's a 3-game series.
I think the Cubs probably win today and tomorrow.
So two to one, maybe?
Yeah.
Series? Okay, in my completely emotional, hopeful opinion, the Sox will sweep the Cubs and all will be right in my world.
I'm not questioning Scotty. If you're confident, then we can reassess later.
Okay, we'll always reassess later. All right, Layla, I want to come back in 3 minutes because I'm going to offer you $1 million, but there's a catch, and I want to see if you're going to take the $1 million, okay?
Got it.
All right, we'll do that next with Layla Rahimi from 670 The Score on Crosstown Classic Weekend here on US 99. 3 minutes away.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
All right, big Crosstown Classic Weekend here at US 99 is Scotty. Someone that actually knows something about sports, Layla Rahimi from Rahimi and Harris on our sister station 670 The Score is here. We just talked who would win Cubs Sox for the Crosstown Classic, but let's have a little fun with this. I'll tell you what, since you know so much about sports and I don't, let's do something that doesn't lean on anything that has to do with sports, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to actually offer you $1 million, but you get $1 million. Every time you talk about sports, though, you automatically get put in the full uniform of whatever sport you're talking about.
Oh, man.
Okay. So we'll talk through the scenarios and then decide, would you take the $1 million? So if you start talking about football, boom, you are in like full pads and gear and all of that.
Am I getting hit by anybody?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, you just automatically turn into whatever the full uniform is that.
Got it.
Of whatever sport, though. It could be any sport.
Got it.
Baseball, probably not a big problem, right?
No.
Football could be tough.
The pads are hard to wear. You know, the big shoulder pads and the thigh pads, protection.
What do you think would be the biggest problem sport?
Hockey. You know, like all the gear you have to put on for hockey. Like, what if you're a goalie? That is a ton of gear you have to put on.
And hockey gear smells.
Yes. So does football gear.
The first thing that popped into my head, and I still haven't made a decision on if I would do this or not, but is my son started playing water polo. So I started talking a lot about water polo. So if I started doing that randomly, and it could be anywhere, not even like on the radio or like if you're just at a social event, next thing I know, I'm in a Speedo. That's a problem.
That doesn't leave a lot to the imagination.
No, nothing. Literally nothing to the imagination. But is that worth $1 million?
A Speedo for $1 million? How long are you having to wear the Speedo?
As long as you're talking about that sport. Right.
Ooh, so if you just stop.
So it could be quick.
Yeah.
But then I can't talk about my kid's sport.
Oh, that's tough.
And we were just talking about, you go through different seasons, right? Let's say it's the Olympics and you're talking about gymnastic. Next thing you know, you have to be in a leotard every time you're talking about it.
That's not great for me.
Right.
Those legs are very high cut.
But it's $1 million.
That's a tough one. Like if somebody says, oh yeah, didn't you watch Simone Biles and Team USA last year? I've got to just stare at them.
Yeah. Or what about baseball? What?
Poof.
That, which would make it very
Baseball's
tough to do.
Baseball's okay. I would wear baseball.
But it would make it very tough to do your job if you can't talk about certain sports.
Oh, yeah. We do talk about some track and field. occasionally.
Okay.
That's another revealing uniform if you're a woman.
And it's a problem if in the winter here,
yes.
If you're outside.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're in shorts and a tank top.
Or like Speedo type shorts. Like they're small because, you know, you want to be fast.
That's
which
right.
I am not.
Which
so.
Maybe it'll make you faster. What if something, because you guys talk about a little bit of everything. What if a story comes up about sumo wrestling?
Oh, yeah, they don't wear shirts, so I'm out on that, too.
Next thing you know, and like, you're in the cool diaper thing. And the other thing that popped in my head that's a problem, because I still think, I'm going to be honest, I still think I would take $1 million. But I think the other one that would be a problem. Do you remember they used to have the, like, lingerie football league here?
Yes. I know somebody who competed in it.
I do, too. And that's...
They're brave.
Yeah.
They're a brave, brave person. That
okay.
is a no for me.
Yeah. So now, with all of that information, do you think you take $1 million, even though this happens every time you have to talk about a sport?
Probably. I'd probably still do it and somehow just think I'm going to outsmart it. But then, you know, on day two, I'm talking about speed skating and poof, I'm in a unitard.
Right. Yeah, you're in a performance outfit. That's very funny.
Yeah.
Little frills and everything.
Better not be on a date talking about figure skating, you know?
Or what if you're driving and you start talking to somebody and boom, ice skates come on? That's a problem.
Yeah, that would be scary.
That would be scary.
That would be actually dangerous.
Yes, that's called death. And we don't do death here.
No.
We don't do death or murder.
No. We just go to commercial.
Right. Which is almost what I feel like I want to do now. The only reason I say I would probably do it is because I think you can own it. Because if all of a sudden you're the anchor doing sports radio that is dressing up as... The thing you're talking, like you are a method actor at that point. That's pretty viral stuff.
Yeah.
It could work to your benefit.
Maybe you get even more money.
But I still think I'm taking $1 million.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you taking it?
Yeah, probably.
All right. We're all millionaires.
Yay.
All
go right. us.
Layla, thank you for coming by. And it's a big Crosstown Classic weekend. And I'm sure you guys will have all the coverage, of course, not only this weekend, but also on Monday. You'll be talking about everything that happened on 670 Score, right?
Absolutely.
Layla and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 Score.
Great to see you, Scott.